3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Power to Live Your Vision. I'm your host, Jesse Bowen. Well, it's that time of the year. We're coming to the end of 2021. How was your year? Did you live your vision? Do you have a new vision for 2022? Today's a good time to stop and look at our lives to see exactly what's going on. Are we on purpose with this good life? Or are we wasting a perfectly good life? That's the question for today. My name is Jesse Bowen. I'm a certified life coach, certified goal success coach, certified NLP coach, and certified mind development coach. And I would like to welcome you to my podcast. I've written several books on personal development, visualization, goal setting. My latest book is called God Gives Me Vision. This is a very powerful book. I consider this a very powerful book. It was written from a spiritual point in my own life. The book brings together your Christian beliefs about vision, along with your worldly or daily beliefs about vision. Living without vision is like setting a journey without a known destination. Millions of people roam the earth's surface without a clue of what they are called to be or do. Are you one of them? My book, God Gives You Vision, has been written to help you get a picture of your God-given purpose. It is written on the premises that you are not a random occurrence. You are designed for a purpose, to accomplish a unique task, your vision. As you roam around in your fantasy world, what is it that you see? Do you imagine yourself driving a nice, expensive car? Do you see yourself taking exotic vacations? Do you see yourself growing your business? Giving back to charity. What do you see in your imagination? Scientists say that we have, on an average, between 50,000 to 70,000 thoughts every day. So, what are you thinking? Just like that thought is roaming around in your head of something that will not serve you any purpose, it's just that easy to add a thought into your subconscious that will change the world. How do you see yourself as a world changer? Well, it starts with having a vision and then setting goals to that vision. What is your vision? You may be saying, well, I don't really have a vision of what I want to do or be. I would recommend you going online and search for people that are making a difference in the world. How can you make a difference? What do you do professionally? What do you do in the community? Write a book. Develop an online training program. Look at you and your value. Look at your belief system. You have great value. All you really need to do is to stop for a second and just say to yourself, I have great value. And then as you begin to list your values, the things that you love to do, the things that you can accomplish, all of these things go into creating who you are, giving you the power to live your vision. Setting your goals and visions for 2022. Let's start with one basic question. How has your vision impacted your 2021? What did you see in your relationships? Did you see your relationships growing and flourishing? Did you see new customers coming into your business? Or did you see the pandemic bringing your business to a halt? What did you see? What do you see in your day? So what are you going to be doing today? How will today make a difference in your life? Stephen Covey is one of my favorite writers. And one of the things that I try to apply in my life is start with the end in mind. So whatever you're going to be doing this year in setting your goals, start now. What is the end? What does the end look like? Build it in your mind. It's okay to make changes in your goals. But start with the end in mind. What do you see? How do you see your goals impacting your life? How do you see your goals impacting the lives of others? Set your personal goals. Set your relationship goals. Set your business goals. Break them down into small increments. For an example, let's say you want to prepare for a trip. Now, the thing I love about the GPS system, the very first thing, if I want to go on a journey to a destination to a certain point, first of all, I establish where that place may be. Where am I going to be journeying to? How long is it going to take me to get there? What are going to be some of the stops on the way? And just like your GPS system, your mind works the same way. It works by being clear on your goals. So when you begin to set your GPS system to accomplish your goals, remember, be clear. Where is my destination? What will my goals look like when I arrive? So you input your destination, and what happens? The GPS system comes up, and it tells you how many miles you are away. It pinpoints with accuracy how long it's going to take you to get there. If you have construction or something that's going to hesitate your journey and delay your arrival time, the GPS system automatically will reroute you in another direction. It always stays focused on the end, the place where you want to arrive. So as you're setting your goals, remember, use this principle of the GPS system. Start with where you are right now. Look at where you want to be, how long it's going to take you to get there. What are going to be some of the obstacles that's going to be in your way? One of the things you have to know before you even begin your journey, how much fuel it's going to take for you to be able to arrive. So you can plot out the different service stations and stops that you'll have to make to refuel. And your goals are the same way. You have to have that refuel time. That refuel time is those mental breaks that you take away from the goal, because you can over-focus on your goals. So now when you know exactly what you need to do, how much fuel it's going to take, will you make rest stops, or will you be able to drive directly to your journey? If your goals are simple, and they can be as simple as buying a new car, new home, or even starting your new business, that can be very easily done, because you can break down these principles, understanding what you need to have as financial means to be able to accomplish that goal, and now determine how you're going to be able to create those finances to make it happen. Visualize it. Go and get a picture of what it is that you want to accomplish. I've done this hundreds and hundreds of times. Vision boards are a key part of my life. In fact, I keep a vision board in front of me at all times in my office. So as I'm working on my goals, it can keep me as a reminder of what it is that I want to be able to accomplish. And I can break it down in steps, or I can even assign some of the tasks that needs to be done to others. So remember, get focused on what it is that you want to see happen on a positive level in your life. And that's not just about business. That's about your personal life. It's about finances. It's about your relationships. What is that perfect relationship for you? And it's also about what is that you're going to give in order to be able to receive the benefits of having the opportunity to fulfill your goals. Have a vision. Remember, find what it is you want to do. Close your eyes and begin to visualize and meditate. See it as already accomplished. Be a part of it. Live it every day. So remember, set your goals. Begin the visualization. Next week, we're going to cover how to implement the plan for your success. Remember, be empowered. Learn to use the power to live your vision. Check out our website, CoachJesseBowen.com. We have some new training programs that are becoming available. So remember, take our courses, our online courses, our e-courses. If you need personal coaching, remember, give me a call. Area code is 919-618-8075. Or you can email me at elitecorporatecoaching@gmail.com. Be blessed. Visualize. Accomplish your goals. Before you leave, visit my website, www.theabundancemindsetcoaching.com. I've just released a brand new program packed with empowering information on how you can achieve the abundance mindset. Make 2022 the very best year of your life. Check out the program. Remember, www.theabundancemindsetcoaching.com.